Let's talk a little Coon Rapids Beard football right now as they get ready to take on Woodbine coming up on Friday night. Joining us is Crusader head football coach Chris Moore. And Chris, always good to catch up with you, man.
Yep, good to hear from you again, Jeff.
Coach, you guys coming in playing really good football. Rolled over Booyer Valley last week, moving to 2-1 on the season overall. Good start to the district year for you guys. Good start to the season. Where's this team at? Where's this and how well is this team playing right now?
Yeah, you know, we're clicking along pretty good. We talked about last week, you know, that first district game. You know, we got to get out and set the tone early. And you know, it's a lot easier to be 1-0 and on top of the mountain than being 0-1 and being at the bottom. And so, yeah, you know, we still got a lot of things to work on. But, you know, the kids, like I talked on the coach's call-in show afterwards, is like, you know, the kids are just coming to work every day and just have great attitudes. And so it makes it a lot easy on myself and the other coaches that come to practice every day and, you know, and continue to work and get better.
Coach, I know you like to play physical football. Is this team close or where you want it to be physically right now?
Yeah, you know, they're doing a great job of buying into that. You know, it all starts up front and, you know, the offensive line, defensive line are really getting after it and setting the tone for us and, you know, and eventually imposing the will and wearing teams down at the end of the game. You know, hopefully we can, you know, continue to sustain that throughout the rest of the season.
Where do you feel this team can still get better?
Just up front. You know, there's little things that we need to do on blocks. Just, you know, taking better steps, better angles on our blocks, on our reach blocks. And then, you know, our backs need to do a better job of reading those blocks that the guys are giving us up front. You know, that's the biggest area. And then defensively, we got to continue to get better at tackling. You know, the 8-man game's wide open. It puts, you know, we put pressure on guys, you know, out in the open field, and they got to make that 1-on-1 tackle. And we got to continue to work on that. We've done a pretty good job so far, but, you know, we got to, you know, continue to tweak things and get better at that area too.
Coach and Burton, you talk about open space. My guess is that that's what Woodbine's going to try to do to you. They usually like to throw the ball a lot. They've got another prior kid at quarterback, and they've thrown it more than they've run it this year. I don't know if that's partially due to the fact that they've fallen behind in all of their games and had to kind of throw it more than maybe they wanted to, but this is a team that very, very young, a lot of freshmen, but my guess is we're going to try to get guys in space and see if they can make some plays.
Yeah, definitely. They, like you said, another prior kid at quarterback. They have another young twin brother that plays on the offensive line, big body kid. And yeah, they lean towards the pass just because that's a better skill set for him. At quarterback, he doesn't really want to run the ball as much. And so, yeah, we got to be focused on our pass coverage this week. And then also, too, we can't fall asleep because they do still continue to try to run the ball. So we got to be – they got a pretty physical back there. And when he does get the ball and he's looking to run you over, go downhill. So, you know, we got to be gap sound up front, too, and make sure we're not trying to do too much.
Coach,
take care of our job.
Coach, in their passing game, do they throw a lot of deep balls, or is this more of a kind of just try to – you know, find the edges, find the little creases, and work their way down the field with short passes?
A lot of timing routes. Their receiver runs, I do believe it's the Klein kid number 3 is his number, and just a lot of timing routes. I mean, the quarterback's, you know, really falling off his back, you know, throwing off his back foot, falling backwards, and he's throwing to the sideline, and they're running, you know, just some deep outs. And it's just all timing and just watching a film last week. They were playing in Zyra and they had great coverage and it was just the timing route and there's nothing they could have done to stop it. So, you know, that they work on that obviously a lot. And so we'll have our hands full containing that, but it's got to start up front. We got to be able to get pressure with our defensive line.
Coach, for them defensively, what are you anticipating seeing?
As far as defensively, they're going to try to load up the box on us. We got a pretty good look from the Cam film when they played them. I do believe that was 2 weeks ago. Kind of how they're going to line up. They're going to probably like to blitz their backers. So we'll have to have great communication up front to make sure everyone's picked up.
Coach, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know the guys will look forward to talking with you after another big win on the scoreboard show.
I hope that's the case, Jeff, and I appreciate the coverage and go CRB.
Head coach again, Chris Moore with the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders. Again, they take on Woodbine coming up on Friday night.